Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your booty hole and lick away.
Welcome back to the fucking podcast. It's been a little bit, like 3 weeks?
Oh, man. When were you gone out of town for your,
That's why I said 3 weeks, because I was like, I came back last week, and then before that, I was gone for like 2 weeks.
Well, when you came back, I became a cowboy with a new tattoo. I'm like a pagan cowboy.
I should have been a cowboy.
Don't play in Texas.
You gotta have a fit on the bat.
Happy 4th, everybody.
Yeah, happy Beat the Redcoats Asses Day, fucking losers. I know people from UK or whatever the fuck they're from are like listening to this and they're like, "Wait, mate, that's some fucking bullshit."
I just got called a grunt by my own bottle of alcohol.
I got called my. The fuck is my?
My grunt?
Bullshit.
We're coming after you, my grunt.
So yeah, we just celebrated the 4th of July. And we shot some fireworks, and then we shot some ghetto fireworks, and then we ate some cotton candy out of Katy Perry's ass. It was a nice day.
For him, that sounds awesome, because I did not eat cotton candy out of Katy Perry's ass. I missed out on that.
Nope, it was out of my ass.
Oh. That, I missed out twice now. That just sounds like double pleasure, watching Katy Perry eat cotton candy out of your ass, and then me eating cotton candy. I celebrated Freedom Weekend because I shot off fireworks on both days, Saturday and on Sunday.
Fucking bullshit, I went to work.
Well, on Saturday, I was over at a buddy's place and one of our 14-shot big loud motherfuckers decided to go sideways. And I see one shot go up in the air and I see the other shot just flying between two of these cars. I pull a Captain America, man. I'm talking like whenever he was in the boot camp, and they throw that fake grenade, and he jumps on it and stuff. That was me.
The only problem is, any real man would have done what you did. I mean, like, it's a firework, man. Just lean it over, bro. Just grab it and whoop, and there.
I didn't leave it down there.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Sucking on this dry dick over here.
Well, here, I have a new dick. I thought I left one of my nicotine devices downstairs out of this apartment.
Fresh dick.
And I ended up having it in my pocket and I just didn't feel it. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I think it's because I have such a large third leg. I just couldn't feel it.
The tripod.
Yeah, I have a tripod. Helps with me stabilizing myself.
So there's this beer here in Texas. I recommend anybody who lives in Texas. It's called the Texas Lager. It's made from a community beer co.
Community beer company, brewing company,
something like that. It's dressed in a Texas flag, and it's literally just called Texas Lager. I had a fucking lag right there.
Texas Co. Lager.
It's called the Texas Co. Lager. You should find it. Anyways, it's called Texas Lager. It's hella fucking good. You guys should try it out if you live in Texas, because you're not going to find it anywhere else, because Texas is like that. Fuck anybody else.
Especially Whataburger and all that jazz that went on with that. Still upset about that, even though it happened like last year.
Still hurts.
Should have stayed a Texas thing.
We'll say this. Whataburger went downhill ever since they got bought out by Chicago. Just saying. Or Illinois. Because it used to be amazing, and now it's just good.
Now it's just good.
Yeah.
I will say...
Fuck you, Illinois.
...that I will go to Whataburger for those honey chicken biscuits any fucking time.
Oh, I'll still go back for whatever I usually get, but like it just doesn't taste right, because I know that Illinois is just... They have it too, and that's just disrespect to me. I can't believe that.
It's like my taste buds are, you know, they can taste the traitorousness of Whataburger on them.
As long as Waffle House doesn't go out of... Fuck, Waffle House isn't a Texas thing, is it?
No. And you know what's wild about Waffle House, now that you mention it?
It sounds good right now?
I know.
It does sound good. But they actually have, like, levels of when their employees can and can't come in. And there's, like, if a tornado hits in an area, if the tornado isn't close enough to the Waffle House, they still have to go and work. So if you get to work, you're safe. But if the tornado's by your house, and then you have to get to work, and you don't show up for work,
better bring your dogs and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And they have backup generators as well for like any time that there's a giant outage or something, they can still serve you food. That's just why I like.
That is so gay. That's so gay. That's gay because of this one reason, right? You're fucking sitting there and you're like, hey man, like I can't come into fucking work, man. There's a tornado here. I gotta make sure everything's safe here. I got family, kids. Like, oh well, you know what? If you still want a job, you better show your ass up here. Then you're just kind of like, what the fuck? And you'll be sitting at Waffle House, look out the window. There goes your fucking house.
Waterhouse Burgers.
Waterhouse Burgers.
Where we sell waffles, and chicken.
But then again, I guess it's kind of a safe haven, same place. I mean, same thing, cause like. If you were to see your fucking house, you'd be like, holy shit, what if I fucking didn't come into work?
True. True, very true. What if the tornado's hitting your house at that current moment and they call you and they're like, where you at?
I'm in the middle of a tornado. I don't even fucking know. This tornado picked me up and I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
Call it the Land of Oz or whatever you want to.
The Land of Oz? What is the Land Before Time and the Wizard of Oz together?
I couldn't remember what the land was called, okay? But yeah.
What the land was called?
Yeah.
Fucking, what?
Where the Emerald City and all that stuff is. Where Dorothy goes. Because they're not in Kansas anymore.
Okay. We're not in Kansas anymore.
Sorry, Toto. You know what? I just realized. Even in a tornado, she still brought her dog with her.
Yeah, because she's a fucking real one, alright? Fuck the whole other family members, but the dogs are usually OG as fuck, so like...
The dogs are family members.
Yeah, there's a reason why dogs are called men's best friend. You take them with you no matter what. They're there. Like, if you're like selling coke or fucking dope, and you got a fucking trap house, guess who's fucking running that shit?
While you're gone.
The fucking dog.
Yeah.
He's like, alright, bitch. What is this? You holding up on our fucking clients? Pistol.
They just bare their teeth and someone's running away. What are you talking about? I remember seeing two things, actually. I remember seeing a TikTok about this guy. And someone was like, they walked up to him and they asked the guy, what is the key to a successful marriage?
What is love, though? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. What is love? But they said, what's the key to successful marriage? And the guy
cheating
responded. And he said,
cheating.
I've been married for 10 years and we got a dog at the same time as our marriage.
Pause out. Fucking pause. You can't really just ask somebody who's only been married for 10 years and be like, I know what the success of marriage is. It's buying a dog.
No. What he said was, I've been married to this woman for 10 years and we bought a dog whenever we first got together. And I love that dog more than I love her.
Facts.
That was where that was going.
I mean, like, if you get a divorce, who are you going to turn to?
The dog? The
fucking dog, man. I mean, you're not going to fuck it. I mean, unless you're into that, but that's...
Bestiality.
Your own situation, I guess. I feel bad for the dog. But...
Different strokes for different folks. We don't hang out with those folks.
But you should never ask somebody who's only been married for 10 years. If you're going to ask anybody about, like, a successful marriage, it needs to be from older folk. Like I'm talking, like, people that are, like, in their 60s married.
I think that dude was in his, like, 60s.
Yeah, but you said 10 years. I'm talking about, like, 60s as in, like, they've been married since they were, like, 30.
Are you saying that 60-year-olds can't hook up with gold diggers and have...
Hell no! That's not even a real marriage. That's just a fucking horny young girl that's like, yeah, I'll fuck some saggy cock for fucking money.
Yeah, or they'll be like, I'll fuck the saggy cock.
It'd be like if she were sucking on a fucking piece of gum that's already been chewed up and it's like deteriorizing.
Yeah, but think about this.
Like it's like melting in her mouth and she doesn't even realize. She's like, wow, it melts. It's like it melts in your mouth while she's juggling the nutsack.
Yeah, well, at least he has no teeth and like he can just gum that whole thing down there. You know?
He can, but I mean, she can't. She has teeth.
Well, all I'm saying is this 30-year-old
woman... She's gurgling fucking old-ass dick. That's gross. Like,
I just think of like Bad Grandpa and like that scene of where he opens the door to get the pizza and his ball just like falls to the ground and shit. And he's like, oh, here, let me get that. And then puts it back in his pants. Yeah, that's all I think about at this moment. But where I was going with that is like, 30-year-old woman is like, okay, if I get married to this guy, he'll probably die within 10 years. And then I get all of his shit because I'm his wife.
Yeah, but that's fucked up in the first place. And second, I still don't think it, like,
welcome to the human race.
It's disgusting. That's so gross. You're chewing up, you're like sucking on chewed up bubblegum at that point.
You know, I want to go revisit a conversation we had with Chief the other day, which was, what was it, Frozo? What was it?
I am Chief.
You're Native.
Oh, that's...
He's Native?
Yeah.
And I'm you're Chief? Chief? Oh. All right then, Chief. The other day we were talking to a Native.
I mean, I'm Frozo on this, but usually I'm the one that's called Chief. It's literally in my gamer tag.
Chief Native. Frozo. Something. Anyway, we were talking to that guy the other day, and we were talking about how America is just one big glitch right now. And how, like, all these TikToks and all these things are just geared towards sexuality. And that there are groups out there that literally contradict themselves with what they do. Because one side will be like...
Yeah, look at the whole fucking Biden campaign. They say one thing and then change it up. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, but we all know that Sleepy Joe isn't exactly here all the time.
No, because they have Kamala Harris as the real fucking president.
The one that laughs maniacally when they don't know what to do. Hey. We were talking about how it's one big glitch because it's like we were raised in a certain mindset and a certain way to go about life, and now that we're adults and in this time period of all this peace and stuff happening, you can literally go and you can literally go and buy TikTok pants and make your butt look like it's not supposed to. You know, you get fake booty now.
It's not necessarily fake booty. It's just a pair of pants that make your ass look a lot bigger.
So you're telling me that go drill somebody face down, ass up, and then you get a washboard, you're not going to be mad?
Nope.
I mean...
Because in the pictures, everybody wants the same thing, but at least I got it.
You got fake ass?
They don't know that. Unless I tell them.
Unless I tell them. I don't know. Photoshop is so overdone today. Like, I have a buddy, for example, and he catfishes the fuck out of his photos.
I know who you're talking about.
He never smiles.
I fucking knew it. Yeah. We talk about him at work, and they're like, yeah, dude, this guy does not look like anything in his photos. And I was like, I could tell.
Man. He Photoshops everything. He never smiles in any of his photos, and then he turns around and he adds filters to make himself smile, like one of those perfect smiles, picture perfect smiles. And I'm like, you realize that these people that meet you are like, oh, he looks absolutely nothing like his photos, but he can fake it. He's the type of guy that believes fake it till you make it, but he just never makes it. He just fakes it.
It's like fucking a real life Bad Luck Brian meme.
Bad Luck Brian. Honestly, now that you say that, and as much as I know about the dude, that's about accurate.
That's something I was gonna say, and I'm like, oh, he fucking went blank.
Yeah, me too. Maybe he'll come back.
Hold on, give it a second. Alright, if we're gonna talk about pictures, talk about deceiving shit. I had some friends who would be on Tinder and they'd be like, oh, bro, what do you about think about this chick? Alright, here's a fucking thing, alright? Never trust a girl who only does close ups on her face. They always end up a lot fatter than what they are.
Girls who only do close ups on their face are typically more on the heavy set side. However, if they ever take a picture and they do a sign, like a peace sign with their hand or something where you can see their fingers, you can tell how pudgy they are based off their fingers.
Yes, I was gonna point that out next too. Yeah, you really could. Our friend, I was like, nah, bro, trust me.
Catfishing.
She's kind of fat.
She's catfishing, man.
He was like, how do you know that? I was like, dude, you never even see a full body picture of her. You just see a picture of like from the top of her tits and up. That's it. And then every other picture where you can see her hands, they kind of look pudgy, bro. Yeah. Telling me right now. She's kind of fat. And then he was like, nah, I don't know, man. Let's go meet her anyway. I'm like, all right. So I drove her to this chick's apartment. And no shit. He was like talking to her on the phone, like, oh yeah, stand outside so we know where you live, blah, blah. And she was standing outside and we were driving kind of by. And then we saw her. And I was like, holy shit. I was like, dude, I fucking told you. I was like, what do we do? He was like, I don't know, just drive. we drove right past her. She didn't know who we were because it was the first time meeting, so she couldn't really tell. But we went to this parking lot that was like a block away. And I was like, what do you want to do, bro? I was like, do you want to go back?
You want to go back?
I was like, it's up to you, bro. I mean, you're kind of a dick for doing that. You literally just drove right past her, bro.
You had to scope out the joint before you decided to dive in.
She texted us and she was like, hey, was that you guys that drove by, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, nope. Wasn't us at all.
No, I have no idea what you're talking
about. And I was like, bro, like, you're kind of an asshole. I mean, like, plus she's got alcohol there. We could at least drink. And he was like,
drink until they're pretty? Right.
He was like, fuck it. So then we went over there, hung out with her, and then while he was in the, where the fuck they were, talking. No. I was with this other chick who wasn't bad. She was kind of cute. And I was like, damn, she has nice tits. I'm going to hang out with her. And we were curled up and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy ended up telling her, like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of not over my ex and shit, so I don't really feel comfortable doing anything with you. Then we left, and then I was like, I fucking told you, dude. You have to fucking pay attention to that shit.
Okay, but let's move on to the more important point here, which would be, did you get that number?
The other girl? I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully that went somewhere.
You think I'm going to curl up with a girl and not get the number?
Bro, it's happened to me many, many times.
No, because if I'm curling up with a girl, then I already know she's into me, I'm into her, so like, fucking, I'm getting the number.
You remember this happening to me whenever we were at that wedding, and I was talking to that girl, and it was going pretty good, and then I was like, okay, bye!
Yeah, dude, I would have literally fucking gave you the truck to go meet her somewhere, like, and, like, just fucking hit, because that bitch had an ass.
I did realize something, though.
Which, if our buddies listen to the podcast, she's not a bitch, I don't really know her like that. But that female had an ass.
That female. Man, she got a butt. Yeah, no, what was it? I was saying, I would have felt guilty either way.
What?
Because of the fact that, like, A, I was there for my buddy in his wedding. And then you pointed out, well, the wedding was already over at that point, by that point. And then I was like, oh, well, okay, that's a good point. But then the second point is that when I looked at this female, I didn't think about her. I thought about a crush that I had back in high school. And I was like, oh, that's not fair.
What?
That's not fair to them.
Or is that not fair?
That's not fair to them.
To them? What the fuck?
Well, like, you know.
That's not fair to anybody. High school was years ago. What the fuck?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just my mentality of, hey, get the fuck over it, man.
I'd have been way over it.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I mean, like, here's an example. That girl that I really liked from high school, and I still did.
Mm-hmm.
That did not stop me from plowing other bitches.
But did you think, when you saw other bitches, were you thinking about her?
No.
You were thinking about them?
No, I wasn't thinking about anything but myself if I was just there for the sex.
Huh,
I was like, I'm never going to see you again.
I'm a ghost. Ooh, out of office.
Yeah, they would walk up and be like, so you want to get breakfast? But like, ooga booga. I'm not really here. You fucked a ghost, you fucking sleazy bitch. And then fucking faded away. And she was like, why are you climbing out the window? That's just
how this works.
Just,
my name's Casper. I'm a friendly ghost.
I'm gonna go with you right now. I don't want to be with you. I'm out.
Yeah. That's my thing. I feel like because I'm so trusting, I'm gonna get caught in a trap. You know, like, it's a trap. Don't do it.
All right, let's level right now. Let's fucking level this right now. Have you ever had sex with a moped?
No.
You're fucking lying. Every motherfucker's had sex with a moped. I've had sex with a moped.
I swear to you, I've had sex.
If you say you've never had sex with a moped, you are either lying or you're a virgin.
Do you want the honest to God truth? I've had sex with 3 people in my life. Well, not counting head, multiple times.
Okay, when head I say moped, count. When I say
oral,
moped,
oral sex. So
when I say
count.
Moped, that doesn't mean you've had sex with like, oh. Because that I would not do. There's no way. No way.
We talked about Jabba the Hutt before.
No way.
No Jabbas.
But moped isn't like, she was not really attractive, but it was like, eh.
Okay, then yeah.
Tonight's good enough.
Yeah, okay, I've done that a few times. But I was
a
also...
A few times? You just said you've only had sex like 3 times. That like 2 out of 3 were mopeds?
Yeah, 2 out of 3 were mopeds. So a couple of times. A few times would be all 3 of them. But one of them wasn't color guard, and she was fit as fuck. She had a nice pair of tits. But she was also a hoe. It was kind of crazy how that one went. Because, like, I just got into working. And with where I was at in life at the time, I was not stable enough to be able to pay my bills and do everything I wanted to do and take care of them. So I was like, I have to freaking work all the time. I get off at school, I go work. And then I get off at 12.
Wait. Rewind that. You were thinking about like how you could support them?
Yeah.
Why?
Way I was raised. It's just
what?
Yeah.
No. I was raised on if you're gonna be with someone, then yeah. But first off, not right off the bat, and not for somebody you're just hooking up with.
One, they were my girlfriend at the time.
Oh, okay. Because I thought this was like some random chick. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Santa Chad.
Oh, Santa Chad. Yeah. No. Secondly, in my foundation, it was always like sex is sacred and you only do it if you're sure that this is the person for you.
Okay. That's like losing virginity. Everybody does that.
Yeah. And so she had already lost her virginity before me. So it wasn't as big of a deal for her as it was for me. And that was kind of like a gap right there. And the reason that she went and she cheated on me was because of the fact that apparently I never gave her my time of day. But there were multiple times that
it's
I was
like, bitch, I'm in school. I'm in literally third period right now. What the fuck?
Right? Or like, I see you at the library.
I'm taking
you
a fucking test.
I'm taking a test. Like, I'm at work. Or, you know, I'm doing adult shit right now and trying to get my life on track. So that way, like, later on, we're going to have all the time in the world to do whatever the fuck we want to do. But... that's me in my mentality of thinking the
Santa
long game.
And that's when Santa knew. High school relationships don't always work out.
Yeah. I realized that your life's not a fucking movie and you're not the main character. If anything, at best, I'm probably a side character. Like, I show up in the background.
I'm not even a side character. I'm like a fucking NPC, bro. I'm just... walking around.
I'm a damn tree, bro. You don't even notice me.
Yeah, dude, I'm a fucking doorknob.
I'm a doorknob. What, you just
I'm a fucking pair of blinds, bro.
I block the sun out. Paint it black.
Fuck, that's still too useful. I'm more like...
I'm that item that you bought on Amazon you never use.
I'm not even that, because at least you're a wish. I'm like,
Oh. I'm that wish thing that I'm that thing you bought off of the Wish app. Cause you instantly regret it when you get it and you thought it was cool at the time.
I'm like a car that's a beater with a heater who has the function of an AC but doesn't work. I'm that AC.
I'm everything you need but nothing you want. Ooh.
That was very sentimental.
Yeah. Made me kinda tear up there for a second. Had to drink some beer behind that one. That song, Cowboy's Hat.
Oh yeah, by Chris LeDoux.
Chris LeDoux.
LeDoux.
So good, man. Like, I have never ran into a situation that was in that song before, but now yeah. I know how to handle a situation like that, you know?
What? not teaching you how to handle a situation. It's just a song about a dude who wouldn't let motherfuckers touch his cowboy hat. Which is Cowboy's Code. Never let anybody fuck with your hat.
Cowboy's Code. Don't let someone fuck with your hat. If they do fuck with your hat, then it's probably your wife or your girlfriend at the time.
Not even that. I'll suplex those bitches.
What? While they're wearing your hat.
Yeah, they're gonna like take my hat and be like, oh wow, this looks cute on me, doesn't it? And I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, totally, totally. And as she's walking away, she's gonna hear, watch out, watch out, watch out! And then RKO, like.
I saw a video the other day that was like, my dog bit my wife and now I have to put her down.
And then like, the dog was still alive and they fucking drug out the...
Yeah, they drug out the dead body of his wife, yeah. That was a good one. Just goes to show that dogs are man's best friend.
You know what kind of makes me laugh a little bit is when I read comments on like Instagram or Facebook, and like it's like just when everybody in the world is commenting on it, and like there's always the one person that's like, left my ass off, America problems, and I'm just like sitting there like thinking, are you trying to act like your country doesn't have fucking problems, motherfucker? Like, what the fuck?
Well, I think it's like first world versus third world problems. But at the same time, like, okay.
But, okay, let's look at the first world countries that don't have problems, right? Like, we got Russia, right? Right? Half their fucking country is, like, polluted with nuclear fucking problems. So, suck a dick. You're fucking infected.
Yeah.
Secondly, England, Britain, UK, whatever the fuck you want to call it, can't talk shit at all. You motherfuckers got your asses kicked fucking years ago.
Don't
start some shit again. We'll fuck you up again.
Winston Churchill was like your last best thing.
I pour tea out into the ocean because I feel like it, because fuck you. And you don't put milk in tea, you fucking weirdos.
And you also put ice in your tea.
Yeah. Dweebus.
Freaking dweebus. I'll even fight the Northerners on that. Like,
but I will give them props. The SAS is some badass motherfuckers, bro. And the British Royal Marines, some badass motherfuckers.
Even their acronyms sound gay.
What?
The SAS?
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 It's just SAS.
SAS?
They don't say SAS, they say SAS.
Yeah, because when you say it, it says SAS.
Yeah,
it
if you were to gay. Say it, but if you were to abbreviate everything and then say it, then that's just you saying in the abbreviation.
Like AKA.
But they call it the SAS.
Which, you don't say AKA?
SAS is some badass special forces, not gonna lie. But you still got your asses handed to you back in the 1700s.
Back in damn.
Back in that Revolutionary War, we beat the fuck out of them Rankles.
Well.
We're like the distant young brother that got tired of the older brother's shit and just started whooping the older brother's ass.
Yeah, yeah, that's about how it turned out to be. And then, you know, I was so happy to hear on that note of, like, kicking everybody's ass, doing all this other stuff, that Texas decided to go permitless carry.
Yeah, they don't fucking, like, it doesn't take effect until September 1st.
Yeah,
which but, is gay, but like, hey, whatever, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I still can't carry a gun into where I work, but I have a bunch of other security in place, so that way I don't have to worry about bringing a gun to work. I can't even bring a knife to work. So, like, I am just completely defenseless from the point that I leave this house to whenever I go to work. Ride the train in and everything, and it's like, okay. Recently, I tried to start building up my confidence by singing on the train.
What?
On the way back. It's like the middle of the day. And I'll.
You know what builds your confidence a lot more?
Liquid courage?
No, talking to girls.
That just builds my confidence towards rejection.
Yeah, but if you can handle rejection from a girl, you can handle rejection from anything.
Well, then I can handle rejection from anything, because rejection from a girl is easy.
No, it is not.
Try practicing celibacy for 3 years and then going and talking to women.
You're not practicing celibacy. You're just not getting anything, but that's because you're failing at talking to girls the right way. But that is still teaching you to have confidence out in the real world, because having confidence out in the real world is not as hard as being rejected from them. Like, if I walked into a job and I was like, yeah, I'd like to work here, and they're like, what kind of experience do you have?
I have no experience in sex.
No experience at all. And they'd be like, Are you fucking serious? Get the fuck out of here. What are you gonna do? You gonna sit there and be all like sad about it, or are you gonna be like, whatever, and then go to the next fucking job? My ass is gonna be like, whatever, dude, I'm gonna go to another fucking job. It's not like there's not, you're the only person hiring.
Yeah.
See, like when it comes to girls, you talk to a girl, you get rejected by a girl, and then you have all the other guys that are like, fucking this guy. This guy can't even pick up a chick.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you're like,
you get the flack. Damn. Yeah. You get the flack from everybody else. But I'm just like, hey, you know what? Just didn't work out. Wasn't for me. Next.
Well, then there you go.
Easy.
But girls are the hardest thing to be rejected from. Nobody wants to get rejected from a girl because then you just look like you are not.
My insecurity with women doesn't come from rejection. It comes from manipulation because of the things that we talked about, like the 60-year-old man who has a 30-year-old gold digger wife.
That rejection from a woman has, well, yeah, I guess it has to do with insecurity, but you're missing the whole point of it being the fact that, like, the hardest thing of rejection is to have rejection from a girl that you think is attractive.
Hmm. Well.
Because I've never went into a situation where, like, when I got rejected from it, I was like, I'm gonna go lock myself in my room. Never gonna talk to anybody. Can't let anybody know I didn't get this job. Hell no. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I didn't get the job, guys. Let's crack open a fucking beer.
Drink this one. Go to the next one.
See, like, when I get rejected from a girl, they're like, hey, how'd the girl go? And I'll probably be like,
dude.
We talked. It was nice, but, it just didn't work out.
I'm so stupid. Last Friday, I was supposed to be over at a bar. But it's okay. I say I'm supposed to. I'm going to change that. I've been contemplating about going back to this bar and talking to this bartender because I really feel like she was reciprocating. And, like, I would say stuff to her, like, I don't want to keep you up any later than you want to be. Blah, 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 blah. And she would, like, reciprocate, and she'd say some stuff back. Not that I could tell you what it was now.
It was the response of, oh, you're not bothering me. Keep buying my alcoholic beverages.
No, it was more like a, so when do you get off work? And then it was
that doesn't
like,
make any sense. Why would the bartender ask you?
No, I was asking her what time she got off
work. Any bartender's going to ask you, you'd say the same thing. Because if you ask a bartender what time she gets off, she says, oh, well, I get off at this time, blah, blah, blah. Then she's going to be like, well, you can still spend your time here buying alcohol with me.
Lols.
That's why you never trust a fucking bartender.
Yes.
Because most of the time,
flirting
you're dating
on the
somebody,
expert level.
Or they're just trying to get fucking money from you.
It's definitely flirting on the expert level. And I have come to learn over time these signs of, like, a girl will look at me with, like, this hungry look in their eye. And I'm like, no. Like, one time, I was over at a concert. It was a one of those EDM concerts, so it was full of, like, people on narcotics. And this girl, I'm pretty sure, was on, like, some type of euphoria stuff. And I look over at her, and she's looking at me, and she tries to do, like, the little, like, bottom lip bite thing. And she just is chewing on her bottom lip, like, nom, 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 nom. I'm just like, are you okay? I'm not looking, no. She looks so sad. Like, it was literally, like, just a drop in her face. It was just melancholy. I'm like, oh, well, maybe you shouldn't take that stuff and you would look cute. But no, now you just look like a monster. Like, I'm afraid to stick my dick in that. You're gonna probably bite it off or something, I don't know. Your jaw's gonna get locked up, you know, like the La 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 song or whatever. When I popped up. Did I really just forget that melody? Good shit. So yeah, what I've learned is don't trust bartenders.
Ever.
And work on getting
don't
rejected
think you
by
trust
women.
Trust. I don't think you should trust them bartenders.
Don't
trust the bartender.
Yes.
But don't think you should trust in a bartender or is there alcohol. Alright, man, like, I like bartenders, and the only thing I ever do with a bartender is build up the relationship to where, like, they know me when I come in. Because normally, if you're cool with the bartender, they'll hook you the fuck up.
Well, she was hooking me the fuck up that night with those doubles on Crown. Because I started asking for singles and she was still pouring me doubles.
Or she was just making them strong for you because she was trying to make sure that you were going to keep coming from the alcohol. That's how it usually goes.
True. the way I got her at ours was, I was like, so, what days are you here? And then she told me, like, I don't know, say Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I was like, oh, okay, gotcha. And then, like, I left with the drinks and I came back and I was like, so, you're here on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, right? And she's like, no, I'm here on these days at this time and do this. And I'm like, oh, interesting. I get off at 5. And she's like, well, that's not such a big deal because I start at 6. And I get off at this time. And that was when she told me what time she got off. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, cool. And then I told her that I'd probably be back next Friday, which was this past Friday. And I did not go. Which is probably in my benefit, because then when I go next Friday, I can be like, well, I wasn't here last Friday, but I'm here now. And then she's like, all right, well, spend your money, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not even, like, her saying, like, oh, this guy's fucking hot. I want him to rub me in the back of this fucking bar right now.
Well, I mean...
That's her saying, like, yeah, I work this time. Come in and buy some drinks from me. Help me out. Help me help you by me getting you drunk and you paying for my fucking rent.
Right, right, right. These women with their seductive crap, man.
You can't even blame them, dude, because, like... Some of the times that we get seduced isn't even from them fucking trying. They're just being them, and we're just like, that's hot. That's hot. That girl is just being her, and that's what I'm looking for. What's up with you? And she's like,
I'm just charming, buddy. I thought you were a nice guy.
Yeah.
You're just a dickhead. Okay, miscommunication can happen, and that's fine, but as long as you come to terms with the fact that it was a miscommunication, and you're like, okay, I'm super sorry that I misunderstood this. Like, I thought this. Obviously, that's not it. I hope that we're still cool. And then you move on. I feel like that's the best way to decompress from that situation. Rather than making it this whole awkward.
Don't make it awkward. Just don't ask her out. If she were to be like, hey, I don't work on this day, but I'm going in there. You should come with me or something like that. Then... fuck yeah, that chick's into you. But like, if she's like, yeah, I work this day, this day, and this day, come in at this time because this is when I start, since you get off at this time, that's just her saying like, hey, you know, like, I'll hook you up with some drinks if you come over here and, you know, let me serve you.
So can I buy you a drink sometime? We can meet up here, or how about fuck a place up of my choice instead?
Yeah, I mean, you could.
I thought that was a pretty good line. I was thinking about that one for a little bit.
You were thinking saying, about asking her to go drink as a line, and it took you that long to think of that line.
About a week, yeah.
Why did it take you a week to ask her to go out?
It's like those moments, those really awkward moments where, like, you're, like, in that awkward silence with someone, like, and you
it sounds like a
I'm
guy,
gonna find the best, perfect thing to say
it sounds
later.
Like, it sounds like a guy that was like, yeah, I know the perfect way on how I'm gonna ask her, I'm gonna do all this. And then when it comes to the start that idea, you're like, you know what? I'm just going to ask her out.
Who's that ask her out. Who's that Ninja Turtle with the purple headband?
Donatello.
That's what he does. He overanalyzes and plans everything because he likes that human girl. What's her name?
D's Nuts.
So he likes D's Nuts, and he like he plans out every single way that he's going to ask D's Nuts out. And then whenever he goes to do it, he's just like, hey, so... you want to go get pizza? And then they're like, yeah, because we're friends. And he's like, ah, shit, this did not go the way I planned it to. But yeah, I definitely feel Donatello in that moment.
Every guy fucking does. The only problem is he can't just go to other girls. He's a fucking turtle.
I don't think he can go to any girl.
I mean,
okay, well, that's not true nowadays because we also have the furry community.
That's bullshit. They dwell within each other. One furry meets a furry, and that's it. I've never met anybody who's outside of a furry and is like, it's okay. You're a furry? I'm not a furry, but damn, you're fucking hot.
I saw the worst fucking thing in existence the other day. It was this guy. He was like, hey, man, check this out. I got a security camera footage, so that way I can watch my dog. That way, in case he ever, like, jumps up on the couch or tears something up, I can just be like, hey, what are you doing? Or something over the microphone. And then, he asked his friend to check it out. And so his friend's like, yeah, sure, man, I'll check it out. And he shows him his phone. And it's some person wearing the whole dog mask outfit, like, half naked, weird shit going on. and they're trying to eat dog food out of a dog. Oh man, it was so bad. And I'm like, what the actual crap is going on in the world nowadays? How are people like this not in an insane asylum or something? You know, that's insane. Getting on all fours and acting like a dog is normal now.
Yeah.
And
this country's gone to shit.
that's an adult, by the way. We're talking 24 to 35 year old people dressing up as dogs. I looked on Snapchat the other day, and if you swipe from the right to the left, then it'll go to these stories, and it'll be like, some of them are pretty funny. Some of them are like Styro Pyro, he's cool. Shout out Styro Pyro. But some of them are like, what makes me unique, or what makes me, or, fully changing my look and all these other things, and I'm sitting here like, people watch this stuff. They have to be watching this stuff. Because there's no other way that this would be so popular as to pop up on my feed unless thousands upon thousands of people are watching it. And it explains how these people have like this kink or this fetish or the this or the that, or like my whole body part is like the baby hand from Deadpool, because that's how I was born. This is how I was born. Oh, well, that's fucked up. I'm sorry that you got that shit fucked up. But then again, there's those people out there that are like, oh, I'm gonna research that and try to figure out a cure for them, like cancer. Trying to find a cure for cancer is a noble thing to do. I guess trying to find the cure for autism is also a noble thing to do.
I don't think you can really find a cure for that shit. It's just, it is what it is.
I completely and entirely accept people who are autistic because they are smart. I accept everybody for who they are. Fuck. Yeah, that's a better way to say that. I accept everybody for who and what they are, because you don't get to choose what or how you were born.
Except being gay. I don't think that was like
a choice.
I don't think that was...
I mean, Alex Jones said that they were putting chemicals in the water to make frogs gay.
Okay, yeah, well, they say a lot of conspiracies that clearly are not fucking true.
That one was true. They were putting chemicals in the water to make frogs gay.
They were not putting chemicals in the thing to make things gay. If anything, Hold on. They probably put chemicals in the water for frogs to have a higher, like, testosterone where they would fucking fuck. Because if your testosterone go up a lot, you start getting a lot more hornier than what you are.
You know, my gay friend told me the other day that there are more uncircumcised gay people than circumcised gay people.
Why the fuck is that even anything to talk about? That is the weirdest shit.
Because I said a funny joke about Star Wars and being like, this is not the butt you're looking for. And then he just popped off with that fact, and I'm like, okay.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that is so pointless to tell me. Like, I give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck either.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, what is it with that shit? What the fuck? I don't fucking care. Does it look like I gave a fuck? Does it look like I've been like, you solved it. I've been researching penises, gay penises, for 10 years now.
Like, I was just like, I guess, you know, the more you know. That was kind of how I took it.
No, I wouldn't have said that. I'd have probably said something like, the more I know from you, the less I like you. So know you should... You. Go ahead and skimp off.
I guess it's because I want to try to at least come to an understanding of, like, this is where my line lays. No. This is where my line lays. You can't talk to me about this stuff because it kind of triggers me in a way that I'm just not comfortable with, you know? And I need to know where that line lays because of the fact that a buddy of mine the other day was like, you're just a homophobic hater that holds grudges against people and blah, 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 blah. And they were gaslighting me. And I'm like... You realize that...
I would have responded saying, well, you're just a gay guy who can't accept the fact that the world has accepted you and you're just butthurt because nobody's giving you money for it.
I hate the fact that people that ask to be different when they're treated different are then like, why did you treat me differently?
It's like, did you not just ask for me to treat you differently?
Yeah.
I thought this was the whole reason you're doing this.
I thought you were different. I thought that's what that was. But no. Oh, and another thing. Pronouns... And like all that stuff, I completely and entirely agree that they are just requests. They are not requirements.
Hell no.
Just because of the fact that I don't call you an Apache helicopter doesn't mean shit. You're a dude or a chick falafel. To me. I'm a falafel.
Well, all right then, Brozo. You be a falafel.
I'm a falafel. How dare you? Thank you, sir. Oh. Sir. Whoa. Did you just call me sir?
I think he did.
I am a falafel.
Oh, well, that man that just called you sir is now fired because he did not respect
your falafelness.
Your falafel. Oh, that sounds bad.
Respect my falafel. It's just sitting there on the plate. Minding his business. You respect that falafel.
I wanted to be nothing but a falafel since I was first born. And now I can do the surgery to get falafel cells implanted in my body.
I'm Falafel Rick!
Even falafel. Here's Rick another is still thing, right?
Like, okay, look, I grew up on saying like, oh, that's gay, or that's stupid.
You
that's
fucking retarded. Fag.
Or like just jokingly like, oh, you're a fag. Not as in like you're gay, like you like pee pee. But like you're a fag as in like you fuck you, bro, you suck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how I grew up. That's just how a lot of us.
The other day, Frozo, you sent me a picture of a car and you're like, hey, I found your new automobile.
The fag bug?
Yeah, the fag bug.
Okay, that was definitely derogatory of like being gay. Like that one's fucked up. I'll say that, but I come from the type of humor that's like, you can't just be around it, man. Like, this is who I am.
Yeah, like if it triggers you, then go away.
Go away. Don't really care. But like, or you could just not be triggered and understand that that's just how people joke sometimes. And here's the reason I'm bringing this up. All right, so while I was over on my business trip, our buddy that we both know,
yeah,
his wife had somebody that started working for her, and they kind of came close, we became friends, and she was telling her, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm kind of looking for somebody who, like, is kind of like a country boy, like, hunts and all that shit. And then I instantly pop into her fucking head and was like, oh, my husband knows a guy, he works with a guy who's just that guy, that kind of guy, blah, blah, blah. First off, I'm gonna say this right now. If you're fucking like some sort of like backwoods like country hunter, you're gonna call people faggot. You're gonna be like, you're fucking gay, or that's gay, or this is fucking retarded.
Right.
It's just how we are. Like whatever. Nobody fucking gives a fuck back here.
No. People call us rednecks all the time, and you think we give a shit?
I'm fucking a little bit. If anything, we fucking embrace it. Like good, because that means I fucking ride till the motherfucking wheels fall off and before I fix it. If it ain't broke, it ain't fucking need to be fixed.
It's duct tape and zip ties.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yep.
But, so, like, me and her got to talking. I got the number and everything like that. We started talking. She's pretty cute. But, she's a boring texter. And I told our buddy that. And I was like, yeah, dude, she's kind of a boring at texting and shut down. I showed him the text and he's like, I don't know why the fuck girls are like that. I was like, I don't either. I was like, it's so dumb. It's like, how are you going to want my number that bad? And as soon as we start talking, you're the most boring texter I've ever seen in my life.
I've always had a problem with text game. I've been trying to get on these dating apps in order to try to increase my text game in a way.
Girls need to quit just being boring. That's all it is. Like, us guys, we can literally ask a question, and they'll give us the shortest response, and all we're sitting here is like, well, that's... Cool.
You could literally say something like, okay, so how do you plan on improving your quality of life? And they're like, yes.
And you're just left there sitting like,
I don't
know where to go.
Yeah, the sky's blue. I thought so too.
I like falafels.
I like falafels. Do you like falafels?
Yes. Good to know. Yeah. We should get a falafel sometime. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right, when do you want to do that? Mm-hmm.
And then you're just sitting there like, Jesus, this is boring. This is kind of like a waste of my time. I'm looking at my wrist. I don't even have a watch on it.
That's why I like Snapchat, because people are spontaneous on it. So then you can look at
people's
stories.
People are not spontaneous on that unless they are spontaneous. That is bullshit. People could be like, take a pic, send it, and then you're supposed to understand what the fuck they're trying to say.
I mean, you could be like, what's up, dude? And then start a conversation from there.
That's the same
whatever.
Thing as regular texting, though. The only thing is that you're putting a picture in it.
Yeah.
I could literally put a picture of this here fucking knob and say, what's up, dude? And you're telling me that instantly it's going to start a conversation like, oh, wow, look at the fucking doorknob. Oh.
Because then I'd probably send a picture of my knob and be like, this, dude.
Yeah, that definitely would start a fucking conversation because I'd be like, don't ever send me a picture of your dick again, bro. What the fuck?
I'd be like, hey, man,
in the conversation, so quick.
I didn't ask you to send me a picture of your knob either.
But like, here's the thing. So I started. It was a boring text, but like I was kind of like giving it a go. I was like, whatever, dude. You know, I'll get over the boring text. Maybe I can find the light in this.
Okay. Maybe they're better in person.
I had posted something up on my Instagram, I think, and it was something like, "Oh, this is gay," blah blah. Like this is gay. And it's because it was the workload. I was like, "This is gay," right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like as in like not like oh. This work likes pee-pee, and I don't like people liking pee-pee. Woo.
Yes.
It was just like, this sucks. This is gay. Don't want to do this.
This giant stack of paper looks like a cock to me. She stopped talking to me.
And I had figured that she just stopped talking to me because she was just a boring texter, and I had kind of pulled back from that. And I was talking to our buddy, and he was like, oh, yeah. So my wife told me that like the reason why she stopped talking to you is because one of your stories on Instagram, you said something about being gay. And I was like, are you fucking serious? I was like, first off, I wouldn't have been mad if she just stopped talking to me. I didn't give a fuck enough. But this is something to be upset about. Like, you're gonna quit talking to me because I said, oh, that's gay.
All I've learned is that great people are made, they're not born.
I'm a great fucking person.
You are.
God damn it. I was born to be great.
You were born to be great.
I came out the womb with the fucking Texas lager and said, what up, mama?
Oh, I thought you came out like the frog singing, hello, my honey, hello, my baby.
That's legendary. I'm just great.
That was based off of an old toad in my hometown. That cartoon? Crazy. Old Rip. You should look it up sometime. What I think is wild is how people divide themselves. The more diversity we have, the more divided we become. And that's wild to me that people don't see that. And I think that's what caused America to go to shit in some places. Because, like I said earlier, like we have groups out there that think one way. Here's a very broad general statement here, but like people that are sex workers do everything they possibly can to sexualize themselves. And then you have the social justice warriors who think it's cool to come in and be like, hey man, stop body shaming and you need to do it's like, okay,
girls are the worst about the whole like, oh, you can't fucking body shame, because like, fuck you. Like, 90% of girls' bios and Tinders or anything like that they're looking for is like, oh, you have to be fucking tall. Like, fuck you. That's their legit body shaming. You're mad at me because I can't control my height. What the fuck?
Yeah, well,
you can control you being fat. Like, that ain't my problem. That's yours.
Yeah, that's true. And that's the thing for guys, I think, is that we're super blunt about shit like that, too. Is like,
that's what makes you so fucking awesome.
Whenever a girl's like, why don't you like me? And you're like, well, you're too fat or you're too abrasive.
Okay, I won't be that. I won't be that kind of guy because that does kind of break hearts. You know, like tell somebody like, you're fucking fat. That's why I don't like you.
Tough love.
I mean, like if they were to be an asshole about it, then yeah, I'm going to fucking come out and be like, well, you know what? You're fucking fat. Fuck you.
All I'm saying is that tough love works sometimes. And I think a lot of people in our generation need some tough love because
it's just sending all the fucking new people to war.
War changes a man.
Yeah.
And it makes women. Them
think, like, you know what? You calling me a faggot does not even hurt.
What was it? I heard that females that go overseas and stuff to go battle in, like, Iraq or something like that, like, they stink because they can't get all of their products that they have.
No, that's because, like, nobody can. It's not like we have, like, a 5-star shower going on. That we're
depends on which branch you're in.
No, it doesn't matter what branch. It's not like they're going to build
the Air Force.
Even the Air Force over there is going to go through somewhat of like some bullshit, but like, yeah, they're not going to just like, it's not like they're going to fucking be like, yeah, here you go, Air Force, here's a the best hotel in this country. Yeah, go just shower and live your life.
Just imagine though, like, you know, you're just walking through with your squad or whatnot, and then you're like, oh my god, did you get shot? And then it's like, no, I'm just bleeding. I'm like,
yeah, you've been bleeding for 3 days.
I've been bleeding for 3 days. This is natural. And then, like, the rest of your squad's just like, ha-ha, you fucking virgin, you don't know what a period is. Hadn't you even gained your red wings? And then we're going right back to the freaking, the hazing that happens whenever you get rejected by a girl and stuff. It's like, oh, couldn't get her number, you must be a virgin.
I wouldn't say virgin. I'd just be like, well, you suck at talking to girls.
I mean, yeah, that's true. Which I'm great at talking to people in general.
Talking to people is easy, but like actually getting a girl to like you and you like them and you get the number and being that successful, that is hard. That is
my closer always needs work. My closing needs work. Because you're supposed to do like two soft openings and then a hard close. Like, oh, do you like dancing? Yeah, I like dancing too. That's awesome. Oh, and you also drink? Oh,
what the fuck is the difference between a soft opening and like a hard opening? Like,
okay,
you just gotta walk into like, here's my opening. You wanna fuck?
That's a pretty hard opening.
At one of these points, I'm gonna fucking do that. Okay. I'm gonna just test that. I'm gonna literally walk around and just see.
I had a buddy do that. I'm gonna
have to try that,
dude. It works sometimes because he'll just walk around and be like, so you wanna fuck? And they're like, no.
Not even like, so do you want to fuck? Do you want to fuck? No?
Wanna fuck?
Okay,
I'm
going right. to walk away. Hey, you want to fuck? No? Okay. Hey, you want to fuck? Anybody here want to fuck?
Yeah. Who do I got to talk to? Go to Walmart.
I'm going to look at a little Walmart, turn on the mic and be like,
aisle four for fucking.
Aisle four for fucking. I repeat, that's aisle four for fucking. If anybody wants to fuck, aisle four.
Please bring Trojans, as I'm not big enough for Magnums.
I'm not going to wear a condom. Going in wrong.
Clean up on aisle four. That's my cum spot.
Women between the ages of 21 and 29, my penis is looking for you at the front. That's 21 to 29, my penis is looking for you at the front.
I should say, like, a soft close and a hard close, then not opening. Because, like, a soft close would be you simply asking, do you like dancing? Yes, I like dancing. Versus, do you want to go dancing? That's hard close for a woman, because although a girl sometimes shows you that she's interested in you or something, whenever you're just like, okay, so this is what you want? I'm going to give you what you want. Then they're like, ooh, but that's not what I wanted. And then they completely changed and altered their mindset because you came on too strong.
Yeah, it's true.
But that's just something I've recently learned, and it's helped me out a lot, because then I stick to general questions or something to get to know the person. Like, for example, that lady we helped today, you know? I don't know why she was talking to me out of everybody. Probably because I had shades on.
And she was talking to everybody a lot. And yeah. She was fucking showing her daughter like no other, bro. Like, she was definitely saying, like, one of you three, fuck my daughter, please.
Right.
Because she showed your brother. And then showed me, and we were both like, she's pretty cute, yeah. And then we were like, well, what does she do? And then she was like, oh, she's a model, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, oh, yeah.
She's like 6 foot tall. I'm like, I'm 5'11".
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, no. Yeah. I was like, nah, I'm good.
She said she's 6 foot tall with green eyes, and I'm looking at the lady in front of us, and I'm like, you
are... I don't know if you know, but I'm
5'11". Yeah. Like, I'm short as hell, you know? I'm 1 inch off of being 6 foot. She'd look at me. She'd have to look down at me the whole time. When she wears heels in public with me,
I would look like the little brother that the mom said, like, take your little brother.
Right? Like, we'd be at the bar or something, and then it's like, can I see your ID?
I would need a booster seat if I was sitting at a table with her.
Yeah, I would too. Well, I don't know, because she'd be sitting down at that point.
We'd be sitting down and be like, oh, who's a little champ here? And I'd be like, hey, kids, he free?
I dated this older woman one time whenever I was still like 18, 19. And that went horribly wrong because we would go through Dallas and her friend who was a nurse that was hotter than her. And she got really, you know, like butthurt about that. But anyway, they would want to go and drink and do all these other things. I'm like, yeah, sorry, you got the kid with you right now. You know, we can't really go into all these bars and go have all this fun because I'm not 21. And then they're just like, it's not a big deal, blah, blah, blah. And I could totally tell that it was a big deal. Like, I'm like, it's a big deal. You guys are getting upset about this. What did I learn? Don't date older women until you are 21. Then you can date older women.
Yeah, that would be weird. I would definitely feel like a little kid. I would feel so awkward if I was dating a chick who was like 21 or older, and I was under 21, and they were just sitting there drinking, and I'm just sitting there like a little kid, like, who is this? Is your little brother? Because I know you, I noticed you couldn't drink. You'd be like, yeah, that's actually my boyfriend. And I'd be like, yeah, what's up, motherfucker?